It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, it's JD here, and welcome to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. It is my absolute pleasure to be here with you week over week, where we're counting down 40 essential tracks by the hip that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and a psychic ferret that only communicates in riddles about tax evasion. And that's how they always get you. Rico, baby, Rico. How will your favorite songs fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in every week to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Tragically Hip superfan, Yannick from Toronto. Yannick, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, awesome. This is a lot of fun. So I want to welcome everybody to the first episode, and I want to welcome you to the first episode. We're celebrating here because this is the kickoff.
Of course. Yeah, very exciting. Thank you for having me. This is an honor. I'm happy to kick it off and with you. And like we said before, no pressure, you know, let's just have fun.
That's right. We're just talking about our favorite band here. We're just exactly. Keep house talking about our favorite band. All we need is a pint and a table between us, really, you know?
Totally. I mean, I've got a table in front of me. I've got a pint of water, if that works.
Yeah. Well, what do you say we get right into things? The format of the show basically is going to be me talking to a guest about their Tragically Hip origin story. And I'm really curious to hear yours, Yannick, from Toronto.
Let's do it. Yeah. Should I just jump right into it?
Jump right in.
Okay. Well, my story, I guess my hip story is, I would say maybe an unconventional one, though I've realized by talking with people, by fans and with fans and whatnot, it's not a rare one. I was not really into the hip at all when I was growing up, when I was younger.
I know.
Shocking. I came to them kind of later, more recently. Of course, kind of during their last tour. It was covered everywhere, and you could see it on the news. I was kind of forced, maybe, or encouraged to learn about them, and I'm thankful I did. And then since then, it's kind of been a love story since. But so definitely unconventional, I think, and interesting that I'm the one maybe kicking it off. But I told myself I'd chat with you, and I would not be ashamed of my own unique story.
Oh, of course not. Well, I want to know, though. I want to start at the start. I want to know what the process of hippicizing yourself looked like. You know, people listened to Getting Hip to the Hip a couple years back, and they heard me indoctrinate Tim and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to, you know, get it in your blood?
I mean, it was, like I mentioned, it was not, even though I'm Canadian like you, like, and it seems like it's in our blood, just like Tim Hortons, but it wasn't in mine, I guess, growing up. And I remember even listening to, in my high school days, undergrad, when I would drive around, I would turn on the local classic rock station. And even sometimes, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I would change station if Gord's voice would come on.
What?
And I know. And you know, I told you I'd be honest, but there was just something about, I mean, I've thought about it since. I was definitely kind of a snobbish little kid. I was starting to study classical music in my undergrad. I think I was, you know, my head was, though I do come from a rock background, I was really into the 70s stuff and the 60s, but there was just something about, I don't know if it's kind of the culture that was presented around maybe the hip, this kind of, you know, the people often quote the bro culture.
Came.
And I really didn't identify. What I did identify with was that lyric in Fireworks where he said you didn't give a fuck about hockey. Well, that resonated with me because that also wasn't really in my blood. I've always been kind of more of an artist than a sporty person.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.